Hello, and welcome to Deborah Breida's podcast summary of Chapter 7, Science, Using the Internet to Support Scientific Thinking. Summary and Reflections from Salisbury University for EDUC 571 with Dr. Sessoms. Ann Miller's class was the exemplary class chosen to represent how to teach using the Internet in this chapter. Ms. Miller's class utilizes SETI, S-E-T-I, which stands for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Your computer can download a program that regularly analyzes a small portion of the radio signals in outer space for patterns indicating intelligent life. The University of California at Berkeley has this as a project so that many computers can help analyze the data. Kids become scientists using their internet computers. She also utilized a site for the National Standards for Science Education, which helped her with internet lessons using science as inquiry. The Hubble Space Telescope site and the NASA site are both full of free curriculum materials and interesting science work. The Mad Scientist Network was an internet site she found useful for asking an expert in the science world about questions the kids could not find answers to themselves. Overall, Ms. Miller's class did demonstrate new techniques in using the internet in the science curriculum. Science education aids students in thinking scientifically or helping them to ask questions and seek logical answers through observing, reading, writing, and critical analyzing. It must provide both hands-on and minds-on experience. Thinking scientifically and doing science education with using the internet includes the new literacies. The internet provides listservs and bulletin boards for teachers of science where you can gather excellent ideas to use in the classroom and lesson plans to assist in teaching any science topic. Several directories and websites for science education that were mentioned in Chapter 7 and recommended include: Number 1, Eisenhower National Clearinghouse for Mathematics and Science Education. This site, it should be noted, is no longer a free website because it is no longer federally funded. However, it is still available through your school district, or individuals can also purchase it, but for a fee. NASA Quest, number 2, is now nasa.gov, and it's a wonderful site with opportunities for free curriculum materials and activities for the classroom to complete and utilize. Number 3, Mad Scientist Network is a place on the internet where kids can ask a scientist a question or read about thousands of questions that are in their archives. Number 4, the National Science Teacher Association's science website provides links to useful science sites that are recommended by their members and organized by content and age and grade area. The United Kingdom's British Broadcasting Service science site contains many interactive sources for science, and the site for schools is organized by age level. Frank Potter's Science Gems is a commercial site, but it contains thousands of links to outstanding science resources. I especially liked this one. Wehlmers, W-H-E-L-M-E-R-S, has demonstrations that engage students to really think about physical principles, and it's aligned with national science educational standards. TriScience is a great resource with live webcams and science museums, including Baltimore, Maryland Science Center online, with also offline experiments. Number 9, Science Learning Networks is a good resource with a virtual cow's eye dissection. I enjoyed participating in an actual cow eye dissection with my children when they were in fourth grade at North Salisbury School, and I found it extremely amazing. So I think students would really enjoy participating in a virtual cow eye dissection as well. Number 10, Exploratorium homepage is an excellent site, and it's a webpage from California's Bay Area Exploratorium. Number 11, Virtual Fish Tank is pretty cool, from Boston Museum Science, where you can create a faux fish. Number 12, Science of Cycling on the Exploratorium website was recommended as well. Number 13, Yahooligans Rocks, with Rocks, Gems, and Minerals Directory, includes a slideshow. Number 14, Scientific Thinking with Literature and Snowflake Study were also offerings that were highlighted in Chapter 7. Projects using the Internet that were highlighted include number 1, Global SchoolNet's Internet Project Registry. Number 2, Oz Projects. Number 3, the CIESE Online Classroom Projects. Number 4, KidLink. Number 5, SchoolNet's Grassroots Project Gallery. Number 6, International Boiling Point Project. Number 7, Earth Day Groceries Project. Number 8, Global Water Sampling Project. Number 9, Monarch Watch, The Journey North. Number 10, Measuring the Circumference of the Earth. And number 11, Worldwide Weather Watch. Internet inquiry usually contains the five phases that we've been discussing throughout this text, Teaching with the Internet, K-12, New Literacies for New Times. These five phases include number 1, question, number 2, search, number 3, evaluate, number 4, compose, and number 5, share. Inquiry email addresses and websites that were recommended for contacting experts include Ask an Expert, Ask a Mad Scientist, Ask a Science Expert. Using WebQuest was another section in this text in Chapter 7. Topics included DNA for Dinner. This is a hot topic for 2008, since our government in the United States has now approved the use of animals that have been cloned for consumption without marking that this food has been obtained from cloning. Next, How Far Does Light Go? Is another web quest that was recommended, as well as Conflict Yellowstone Wolves. These were three web quests that I found interesting. Lastly, I found interesting Leslie Bridges' Exemplary Biology Class website that was highlighted in the book. One of the things that I found interesting about it is that she is from Point Pleasant Beach, and she teaches high school. She's a biology teacher, and that's where my husband grew up. I lived there, and my children also were a part of that community. Leslie Bridges' site remains on this page for Point Pleasant Beach High School, even though she doesn't seem to be still teaching there. You'll have to locate her website through going to Point Pleasant Beach High School's site. Five central functions that define the new literacies of the Internet that apply to the science curriculum were mentioned, and they apply here as well. Number 1, identify important questions. Number 2, navigate information networks to locate information. Number 3, evaluate information. Number 4, synthesize information. And lastly, number 5, communicate this information to others. At the end of the section for Chapter 7, pages 273 through 276 have recommendations for more amazing science websites. I hope you'll take the time to check some of these out. As far as my reflections on this chapter, I think that this chapter lists many excellent resources for the science teacher. I think that it includes WebQuest ideas, web network ideas, using the web as science inquiry, and also just some wonderful ideas for science teachers and lesson plans that they can utilize. It can give you fresh, innovative ideas so that when you start to feel burned out or confused about a topic, you have resources at your fingertips. We need to remember to help our students work through the literacies and the critical thinking skills that are needed both in reading for content as well as working with the Internet as a new technology to master. We need to help them understand web pages and how they work, and help them to understand how to analyze critically the material that they find on these websites. Thank you for listening to my discussion today about the summary and reflections for Chapter 7. This is Deborah Breda.